February 4th, 2013. This is Spingola Speaks, and this is Deanna Spingola. I'm coming to you from the suburbs of Chicago. Thanks for joining me today on RBN for people who can handle the truth. Their website is republicbroadcasting.org. To see the guest lineup and relevant links for this program, please visit Spingola.com. Click on the radio schedule button, then the appropriate month. Follow some of the interesting links, usually associated with or somewhat compatible with the ideas of the guest for that day. Alternatively, they may relate to a current piece of legislation or event that may be of interest. I try to have a variety of guests on the program who present alternative ideas. I am inquisitive and recognize that our educational system is wholly inadequate and prejudicial and designed to dumb down the population. People who listen to RBN understand that deep-pocketed special interests control the corporate media and the government. During the program, just email your questions or comments to Spingola1 at yahoo.com. Join others in the chat room by clicking on the chat room button on my website, Spingola.com, or by going to Spingola.chatango.com. We will take calls in the second hour after we open the phone lines at 800-313-9443. My guest today is Douglas Valentine. He is the author of A Crow's Dream, which is his very first book of poems. He also authored The Hotel Tacloban, and this is regarding his father's experiences as a prisoner of war during World War II in Japan. He also wrote The Phoenix Program, which is a very, it's the CIA's most secret and deadly covert operation of the Vietnam War. He also wrote TDY, and this is about the CIA drug smuggling in Laos in 1967. Additionally, he wrote The Strength of the Wolf, The Secret History of America's War on Drugs. His websites are douglasvalentine.com and whale.to/b/valentine_h.html. I believe that is linked on the website, as well as all of the document library, which is also linked so that you don't have to go and look for these documents. He's already done all the hard work. All you have to do is open that website and read what he has already gathered for you. Welcome to the program, Douglas.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm okay. I don't want to make excuses, but you do have to understand that I have a little hard of hearing, and I'll do my best to listen as intently as I can, but sometimes it's a little hard for me. I hope you just understand that, okay?
Oh, absolutely. I'll try and talk loud.
Okay. the sound breaks up a little bit at times, so I may have to ask you to repeat some questions, okay?
Okay. All right.
Okay, thank you.
We visited in September, which I thoroughly enjoyed, and so did the listeners, and they wanted to have you back, and so did I, because we just broke the surface of the ice, so to speak, in the Phoenix program. And as I was thinking about this over the weekend, I was thinking about all of the military people who ended up after their military, I hate to say service, but after they were in the military, they ended up being in top-level government positions or in senatorial kinds of positions, elected offices. And I think that's kind of interesting. But anyway, we do have to go to a 3-minute break. We will be right back after a word from our sponsors.
Time to relax and unwind. What better way to do so than with Santa Barbara Bells? For over 25 years, our wind chimes have been helping people to relax and enjoy life. Turn your home environment into a pleasurable experience. From the small overture chime to the large super bass, you will find just the right chime to enjoy. All wood, strings, and cordage are protected for long life, and all parts are rust-proof. You have 10 sizes to choose from. To see and hear more of the chimes, go to SantaBarbaraBells.com or call us at 805-733-1513. Santa Barbara Bells is currently having a springtime sale. Come to the website and save up to 50% on all of our chimes. SantaBarbaraBells.com.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are. Incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256 or go to zerodebtguaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
Welcome back. Our guest today is Douglas Valentine, the author of The Phoenix Program and other books. And your first book of poems, which you just came out with, is called A Crow's Dream.
Yes, thank you. That's my first book of poems and just came out in January.
I when you emailed me and told me, I thought, gosh, that's kind of different than what you've written before.
I hate to say this, Deanna, but your voice is breaking up. I only catch about half the words that you say.
Okay.
The audio through Skype is not very good.
Okay. It's kind of a surprise that you opted to do a book of poems. It's different than the other stuff you've worked on.
I'm sorry. I'm really not catching... gist of what you're saying. I'm very, very sorry.
That's okay.
Do you want to talk about Phoenix?
Yes.
Do you want me to give an explanation of how Phoenix began and why it's important to people nowadays?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. It's probably some of your listeners are familiar with the Phoenix program. It has a reputation of having been a CIA assassination program in Vietnam. But it's much more important than that because it's become, although it was a CIA assassination program in Vietnam, it was more than that, and it has also become the model for the war on terror. And every time you turn on your TV and you watch anything that goes on in Iraq or Afghanistan, especially when you see soldiers kicking in doors that belong to private residences, to people's homes in Iraq or Afghanistan, what you're seeing is the Phoenix program transformed from and evolved from Vietnam into how the United States is fighting its wars nowadays, now that it's the uncontested greatest military power on the planet Earth. So it's important to understand what the United States is doing around the world today to have an understanding of Phoenix.
Indeed. It is amazing what they're doing, and of course, we just have what we have as far as the mainstream media. And then, of course, we have the alternative media, which is why it's so important to hear from people like you who can really tell us what is going on and give us some sort of interpretation and commentary.
I didn't catch all of that, but the gist, the thing that everybody has to understand in understanding Phoenix and why it's important is that there's no military power that can engage the United States anymore. And the United States started realizing this 40 years ago, even in Vietnam. And the Phoenix program and America's military operations nowadays are different than anything the United States has done before in history because they're targeted against civilians. When the CIA began the Phoenix program in Vietnam, it was the United States military was fighting the North Vietnamese army, but they weren't getting anywhere, making any progress in fighting what they call the insurgency in South Vietnam, because the insurgency was backed by the majority of the civilians in South Vietnam. So the CIA, which is the branch of the government that targets civilians and not soldiers, developed this all-encompassing program called the Phoenix Program to coordinate everybody who was involved in collecting intelligence in Vietnam and gathering as much information as they can on every civilian who was supporting or playing an administrative role in mounting the insurgency against the United States and Vietnam. And this is what basically the United States is doing around the world today. It's not fighting armies. It's fighting, quote, the Taliban, guerrillas in militants in Afghanistan, or it was in fighting insurgents in Iraq. And it was doing the same things in Iraq and Afghanistan. It's doing the same things around the world that it was doing in South Vietnam. In which the CIA is leading the fight against these civilians who, for some reason or another, oppose whatever the United States wants going on in their country.
Yes, it is kind of amazing that that since Vietnam, we really don't have what we would refer to as a traditional war. And they do seem to be targeting civilians. It is just amazing to me that nobody, except a few people, such as yourself, is talking about this.
Okay. The key to the Phoenix program is not its assassination squads, although they're certainly part of it. But it's a whole social structure in which the CIA spreads informants throughout in country, and the informants report on everybody and everything. And just like in the United States, where, of course, the Phoenix program is being applied today, the government knows everything about everybody. There's computers that have all the information that the government needs to know about you. And if one of the informants says that in a foreign country that you're opposing the United States, then your name goes on to a computerized blacklist. And these are like the blacklists that the government uses for to check people for, the no-fly lists and all the other kind of lists that the government is compiling about people nowadays here in the United States as well. Once you got your name on the CIA's blacklist in Vietnam, or once you were on the CIA's blacklist in Iraq or Afghanistan or Yemen or Mali or any other country in the world nowadays, all your rights to due process disappear. Now all of a sudden you get shoved into a category in which you are liable to what's called administrative detention. And I should note that in the last National Defense Authorization Act, President Obama basically opened up the possibility that any American citizen can now be detained indefinitely under the same administrative detention rules that were the foundation of the Phoenix program in Vietnam. Now, once you've become a suspect and you're on its blacklist, then all your rights to due process disappear, and you can be kidnapped, you can be tortured, you can be detained without trial forever, indefinitely, and you can be assassinated. And this is a law. This is now doing away with due process. All the traditional rights that you're guaranteed by the Constitution, these have all been dissolved in the war against terror. It started with the Patriot Act, and the slow eroding of all our civil liberties. And now it's basically a fact. Anybody who is designated in secret to be an enemy of the United States loses all their legal rights. And that's the basis of the Phoenix program. And then starting from that point, all the things that Phoenix did is what the United States is doing around the world, from major military operations, B-52 bombers dropping bombs on people, to these kind of My Lai cordon and search operations, to special operation forces going into villages at night and breaking into people's homes and kidnapping people and bringing them to secret CIA interrogation centers, or just killing them, having hitmen go out and kill them at night. All these things are made possible through this administrative detention legal system that has now become the law in the United States.
And this was all a result of 9/11, correct?
Yes, and although the vision that the government had of creating a social system like this existed long before 9/11. So you have to understand that the government has been trying to put this in place for decades. Since the 1960s, you can even trace it back to the creation of the CIA itself. And you have to understand that after World War II, the United States emerged as the world's only superpower. All the other countries in the world had been decimated by the world. And that's when the United States created the CIA. And the CIA is not the military. It is targeted against civilians, not against soldiers. And the United States knew, right after World War II, that if it was going to win, if it was going to control the world, it couldn't do so solely by military power. It had to have a secret organization, the CIA, that could launch covert actions that were illegal, but the government itself would keep those illegal actions secret so that the American people wouldn't know what the government was doing. And so understanding the Phoenix program requires that you understand the CIA and the role that it plays in modern society.
Doug, we do have to take a real quick break. We'll be right back. Sorry to interrupt.
Right now, food is everywhere. If you want it, you can buy it. For now. When the coming crisis occurs, how will you feed your family? Will healthy nutrition be available? The answer is probably no. Jeff Lawton will show you how to survive the coming crisis in an abundant way with permaculture. Jeff Lawton is a permaculture designer, teacher, and consultant who has shown people like you, people in 35 countries around the world, people who want to know what they can do to survive the crisis that they see approaching. There is an absolutely free video online that will help you discover how to survive by giving you step-by-step instructions in establishing food forests that will help you become survival confident. Log on to jefflawton.org right now. This free video will only be available for a limited time. That's jefflawton.org. jefflawton.org. Survival is not optional. Visit jefflawton.org today.
For many years, coffee lovers have learned that for the freshest coffee, you need to roast your own beans. Unfortunately, that usually meant paying more per pound for coffee than you could get it at the local grocery. Those wanting to store rich coffee for long-term use have been frustrated with the lack of quality coffee available with a long shelf life. So we usually settle for brand name coffee, either ground or instant. But now we have another solution. Canned green coffee beans. Green coffee beans have not been roasted. And since the bean is not cracked yet, the shelf life is many years longer than roasted or ground coffee. Due to the way it's packed, you can expect these to stay fresh for 20 plus years. Go to campingsurvival.com to order your canned green coffee beans. A single can is only $11.94. Order online today at campingsurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. Campingsurvival.com. Campingsurvival.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th. You can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling, to help you help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your
life with Extendovite. Alrighty, welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Douglas Valentine. He is the author of The Phoenix Program, which is a wonderful, wonderful book. It is available on Amazon. I recommend that everyone read this book. And it is what Professor Alfred W. McCoy said was the definitive account of the CIA's most secret and deadly covert operation in the Vietnam War. And one that Douglas says it was the model. Apparently was served as the model for what is going on worldwide today, including in our own country. Doug, are you back?
I'm back, yes. It sounds a little better, but there's still a little trouble because we're using Skype that you break up a little bit. But if I did okay the first time, I think we can probably do okay.
Okay. This operation is amazing, and don't they fund it with their black operations, like running drugs and guns and all that kind of thing?
Yeah, the black operations are the essence of what the CIA does. There's covert, you know, it's called covert action, and it's things that the government essentially doesn't want the public to know that the government does, because basically what these black operations are violations of either the rules of law or traditional espionage operations, in which the CIA is doing things in foreign countries, which if anybody was to do here in the United States, they'd get arrested for. And all of that was used as part of the Phoenix operation. In other words, in Phoenix, the CIA would get people out of prison. Sometimes American soldiers who were in the stockade, sometimes Vietnamese criminals, and they would give these guys reduced sentences. They would get a guy who had raped, a soldier maybe who had raped some women and was in jail for 20 years. They would say he broke out of prison. They'd give him a contract, and they'd have him go out and assassinate people. And they would do this with the Vietnamese too. Now, this is what the CIA does all over the world, all the time, and has been doing since, you know, it was formed in 1947. This is the essence of what, you know, the CIA does. When it came out that the CIA was waterboarding people, it was a little bit of a shock. Not that the CIA is waterboarding people, because the CIA has been torturing people or sending people to foreign countries to be tortured ever since it existed, was brought into existence. What's shocking is that now it's become popular. It's become a popular, okay thing to do. It used to be thought to be something that we shouldn't do. But after 9/11, people demanded that the government do fight fire with fire and do extraordinary things in order to exact revenge. And in that sense, 9/11 set the psychological tone for being able to make the Phoenix program and all the black ops that the CIA and the Special Forces guys engage in to become popular things and to get the citizens of the United States to accept the fact that the government does these things, that the CIA and Special Forces, Navy SEALs will sneak into a foreign country and assassinate somebody, violating all the rules of sovereignty in that country, murdering women and children in the process. And what's happened since 9/11 is that the government's been able to make these things seem acceptable in the minds of the American public. The problem, of course, is that incrementally, the government intends to do these things here at home against American citizens. And slowly they'll be able to do just what they did in Vietnam, which is to make people think that they're assassinating American citizens, that they're without trial, putting them in administrative detention, conducting black operations against Americans here in the United States, and that they're doing it for your security. Because the people that they're going against are terrorists or militants or something else. So the whole idea has been, and it's been the long-range plan of the government for decades, is to slowly erode our constitutional rights through covert operations and to essentially make the people think that this is a good thing.
It is amazing that we accept this behavior, and I think it's been incremental. I think it's a function of the media to brainwash us into thinking that we are so wonderful and we are so exclusive and that we have such rights that we can go into any country that we want, or that they can go into any country that they choose and do these things to citizens. It is amazing that the American people will put up with such criminality. We do have to take a real quick break. We will be right back. And this is really terrible to think about, but it is true. Be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Wouldn't you agree? Healthy people are happier and more productive. Obesity is the root cause of many health problems. Do you want to lose weight safely, look sexy and attractive without side effects and no chemicals? Lose weight without the side effects safely with Zeno's Organic Dietary Supplements. Made in the USA, 100% USDA certified organic. Visit www.zenos.com. That's www.zenohs.com. Try our products risk-free for a limited time offer. No purchase necessary. You only pay shipping and handling. Get your old, sexy body back now. Visit Zenos.com. Get your free supplements now. Visit Zenos.com right now. www.zenohs.com. That's www.zenohs.com. There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of bounds concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Douglas Valentine. He is the author of The Phoenix Program, and we are talking about that today and how it serves as a model for what is going on in this country since World War II.
Excuse me?
I was just talking about the Phoenix Program and that it has been used as a model since World War II with the creation of the CIA.
Okay. In 1947, there was what was called the National Security Act, and the CIA was created to gather intelligence inside enemy nations and keep the president informed on what our enemies were doing. But they also made an amendment to that act which allowed the CIA to go forth and do special operations, special missions at the direction of the president, and that opened up the door to covert action, covert operations, in which the military, U.S. Customs, the DEA, any other organization in the United States could serve as a cover, the State Department, for CIA officers. So the CIA could then enlist military people or customs agents or narcotic agents into doing covert actions, which included blackmail, murder, even in Laos and Vietnam, organizing militias like you see operating in Afghanistan and Libya and around the North Africa and the Middle East. The CIA was given the authority to organize small paramilitary units and go out and create havoc in countries anywhere around the world that it wanted to do. And the CIA has been perfecting its ability and these covert actions over the course of its existence. And in Vietnam with the Phoenix program, it really found the model that it wanted to use for doing these kind of covert actions and keeping them out of the public eye. And then when they became public, to finding a way to rationalize them, to make them seem good. And it all kind of fell apart in Vietnam for a few minutes, because this is where American soldiers were first actually recruited to fight civilians. And we all know what maybe some of you younger listeners don't remember, but those of us who are around remember the outrage of that Americans felt that young soldiers age 18 and 19 were burning villages down, were rounding up civilians, were shooting kids because they were afraid they had grenades. The whole schmear, everything that we've come to understand about the war on terror was happening in Vietnam, but it was unpopular. And it brought about the end of the Vietnam War. People were just, the public was just tired of it and couldn't believe that Americans were doing the kinds of things that they were doing. All these things were extensions of what the CIA wanted done in the Phoenix program, and most of them came about because the CIA was enlisting military, the military in its operations against civilians, although that hasn't ever really become acknowledged, because you can't doubt the CIA to this day. And the media, of course, the corporate media, very big role in operations by keeping any mention of the CIA's role or its strategies, its overall strategy for using these kind of operations from the American public. So in understanding the CIA, you have to understand the media is complicit with it. And that's a big part of why it's, and slowly over time getting the American people to accept these kind of things. If I can just continue this line of thought, do I have a minute?
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, you have several minutes.
The CIA moved into Latin America, and probably remember the Contra Wars and the wars in El Salvador and Nicaragua. And this is where the CIA perfected the Phoenix program and started to develop it into what we know it is today. And I'd like to quote the American general who ran all the American forces in Central America in the mid-1980s. And he talked about it. He defined this new type of counterinsurgency operation as, and I quote, "a form of warfare repugnant to Americans, a conflict which involves innocence, in which non-combatant casualties may be an explicit object." This is exactly what Phoenix is. This is exactly what the CIA, which is now a $50 billion a year agency in the United States government, envisioned many years ago for how it would dominate the world. It was what happened when the United States invaded Iraq. We said we were going after Saddam Hussein and his regime, but what we were really doing was destroying that whole country and all the people in it. We destroyed their roads, their buildings, their hospitals, their entire ability to support themselves and have work. And when they lifted up arms against us, we kicked in the doors to their houses, and our American soldiers, military people, assisted the CIA in destroying all the civilians who opposed U.S. policy in Iraq. This was not an operation that the Iraqis asked us to come in and do, like supposedly the South Vietnamese did. This was just something that the United States did. It waged war against all the civilians in Iraq. 9/11 and conflating it, making George Bush and his people connected 9/11 to Saddam Hussein, and that's what justified it. It was not an actual military operation. It was an extended operation against the people of Iraq under cover of a military operation, and that it was one big, huge war crime, and yet people accepted it.
Right, and so it just makes it easier for them to keep doing this kind of thing, and you could apply the same policies to Vietnam and to Afghanistan. They simply went in and did the same thing. And if people in this country don't object, they're going to keep doing it until they are doing it within their own country. And it's despicable behavior.
Afghanistan is a tremendously good example. Is that what you were mentioning?
Yes, yes.
We went into what the CIA said in regards to the Phoenix operation in Vietnam was that they wanted to get the leadership of the insurgency, but they never got the people who were managing the National Liberation Front, but they never got close to them. All they were able to do in Vietnam was destroy people's homes and livelihoods, and that is exactly what happened in Afghanistan. Supposedly, the United States went into Afghanistan to get bin Laden and to destroy the Taliban. 12 years later, they finally got bin Laden in Pakistan, and the Taliban has won the war. All they've done, all the United States accomplished by going into Afghanistan, was driving that country into the Stone Age, was preventing its development as a nation for 12 years out of revenge. And the people there, the only thing it did by destroying those people was make them hate the United States even more. Just like Vietnam.
Right. Yes. And yet the United States, the people don't do a thing. Now, isn't the CIA under the jurisdiction of the president?
The president can do whatever he wants. And the reason, excuse me.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I was just reading an article by Noam Chomsky about this subject. The United States is not, and the president as the commander in chief and the boss of the CIA is not restrained anymore by international law or U.S. law. As we've seen, he can send drones into foreign countries and assassinate anybody he wants. He can send a drone into Pakistan and blow up a wedding party. He can send a drone into Yemen and blow up a funeral if the CIA tells him that there's a so-called militant or a member of Al-Qaeda at that wedding or at that funeral. And they can kill everybody that's hanging around them. And this is it's no longer a violation of either U.S. law or international law. Simply because might makes right. There's nobody that can tell the President of the United States or the United States to back off. They can do whatever they want. And they do. And by asserting their power to do these things, over time, they're able to create new law. Just like they can kidnap people in foreign countries right off the streets of Rome or Germany or Spain and take them to Egypt to be tortured. And then when they find out they're innocent people, and there's several cases of this so far, just return these people to Albania, kick them out on the street and say, tough luck. Or they can, and there's nothing that anybody in the world can do. And when there's recently a congressman asked Obama, what law gives you the right to do this? And what the White House said to him was, we can't show you the law because it's secret. It's a secret law. We can't show you, Mr. Congressman, the law that gives Obama the right to do all these things because it's a secret. And now that's a fact. And this is what our country's come to. We've become so terrified that some guy is riding a bicycle in India and he's thinking bad thoughts about the United States or maybe thinking of putting together a bomb, that we'll entrust the CIA and the president with being able to send a drone in there and blow them up just so it makes us feel safe. But like I was saying at the beginning of this interview, the ultimate goal of these things is not just being able to control everybody in foreign countries. It's being able to control American citizens, too. And already, Obama has killed at least one American citizen overseas without any due process, just because the guy was the son of somebody who was identified as a terrorist who gave up all his rights, too. And nobody can do anything to stop him because there's nobody powerful enough to.
Including Congress. And Congress is really paid off by various corporations who also have an interest in all these things, because when the CIA goes in and wages destruction and warfare against these countries, these corporations make profits because they often are given contracts to go in and supposedly build up the infrastructure that the CIA and the other military have destroyed.
Were you asking about the role of corporations?
Yes.
Okay. That's a great question because that gets right to the heart of it. The government makes the laws, but the corporations make the government. The same corporations that are creating the government for the purpose of creating this, like, one world for, you know, I mean, it's true, but this in which the United States makes all the laws for the world, are the ones who profit the most from this. They're the ones who profited by the invasion of Iraq. They're the ones who hope to profit through the destruction of Afghanistan. They're the same ones that I think you probably know that the United States has 5% of the world's population and 25% of its prisoners. And those prisoners now work for the corporations through what's basically prison labor. And they create products for the same corporations that build the prisons and have created this police state in the United States, which is largely the result of the war on drugs, but a few other things. We are the most heavily illegalized country in the world. If you just look at the prison population, and that's not going to change. And one of the things that's going to fill up our prisons is the whole idea of being terror threats, as the definition of what it comes to mean to be against the government or against the president or against Congress. As that definition is slowly and incrementally enlarged, then more and more poor, mostly poor people are going to be put in prison where they're going to be slaving for the corporations that build the prisons, just like American businesses are sending labor overseas to places like China and Vietnam, where they can pay people $1 a day to create the same profits that they're hoping to make everywhere else around the world, the corporations. And it's the corporations that are behind this secret government, no question about it. And you can find out who they are just by going on the internet.
Right. And of course, they also produce a lot of things within the prisons in the United States and then sell them as being made in America.
Excuse me?
They also manufacture things in the prisons for sale in America. I mean, they're using slave labor not only in other countries, but in the prisons that they operate, right?
Yeah, in America, it's because we have something of a minimum wage here. We have to find, the government has to, and the corporations have to find other ways of getting people to work for next to nothing. And prisoners are a good source of labor.
Right. All righty, we are going to a quick 3-minute break. We'll be right back.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the 5-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley. An area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pick up at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Douglas Valentine, the author of The Phoenix Program, and this is about the CIA's most secret and deadly covert operation of the Vietnam War, something that the CIA expanded and now operates in other countries around the world, along with their corporate buddies. And I often think that the CIA was really designed as a faction of the corporatocracy.
Absolutely. There's a joke that CIA stands for Capitalism's Invisible Army.
Ah!
CIA, you know, and there's absolutely no question when the CIA was originally formed as the OSS, the Office of Strategic Services, in World War II. The people who formed it were not postmen and plumbers and carpenters and factory workers. They were people who came out of academia, industry, Rockefellers, Mellons, people from what you could call the establishment class. And that's because the state, what we consider the state, as opposed to government, defines itself as the people who have the biggest stake in America. And the people who traditionally consider themselves to be the most important people in America are the biggest employers, the people with the most money. They're the ones who control the government, and they decide who's going to become a general, who's going to be a congressman, who's going to be a senator. They put up a lot of money for people who run the government. They own the government, and the people who serve in the government do their bidding. And a lot of their bidding is directly contrary to the sort of image that they portray in Super Bowl commercials of the beautiful woman kissing the ugly guy, or having a concern for the well-being of the average person in the United States. Well, the CIA is not a social service organization. It has no interest in improving race relations or providing for a living wage for the average American. The CIA serves the corporate boards that run in the United States, and they do it in order to improve America's economic interests overseas. They will overthrow the government of Italy if they think that it's not going to pass legislation that allows American companies to operate there. They will overthrow the government of the Philippines if they think will not allow them to have military bases there. The CIA does all the dirty work for the corporations so that the corporations can plant businesses in foreign countries with all the advantages that come from tax write-offs in those foreign countries. They'll blackmail anybody. They set up corporations around the world themselves that generate funds that nobody in the United States knows about. They run billion, multi-billion dollar industries, including the drug industry, around the world. And they funnel that money back into bribing foreign politicians.
Doug, I need to interrupt. We do have to take a 60-second top-of-the-hour break, but let's pick this up on the other side of the break. This is very interesting. Be right back.